It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The events that shape this world are happening fast. Keep a level head and stay tuned to 97.1 FM Talk for Democracy 2024.
All right, welcome back. We are talking for just a moment about the local races here for St. Louis County Council. A couple of big ones coming up. Mike Archer's running down in County Council District 6, where he won that primary over Ernie Trakas, the incumbent. That was quite a shocker. We're going to talk to Mike a little later because obviously that's a key seat for the Republicans to hold on to down there. And in the 2nd District, there's an opportunity to flip that seat to a Republican. And we've got candidate Sudhir Rathod on the phone this morning, running in District number 2. Sudhir, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. There's a lot on the line here, right?
Absolutely. There's so much, and we should not be taking any chance.
Yeah, so tell me what motivated you to run.
Well, a couple of things. You know, I have, so first of all, my name is Sudhir Rathod. I'm an American Indian. I've been in the St. Louis County for almost 15 years now and served the community in many ways. But the biggest one is I served on the Parkway Board of Education. And then, you know, I also run for Maryland Heights Mayor. So when you are involved in the politics and when you see how things are being handled by the local administration, then you feel like, God, you know, there needs to be something. Sam Page, how he handles our economy, how he handles the whole pandemic thing, the wasteful spending, it kind of makes you want to run and say, man, you need some help, or we got to fix this. This is not how it's run.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you know the issues I had with Sam Page. I was shocked that he got reelected after the way he handled the whole COVID mess and shutting down, picking and choosing winners and losers in terms of businesses that were forced to go out of business because he wouldn't let them open his doors, and shutting down children's sports and all of those things. And now even dabbling a little bit, it appears, in the county council races, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, misuse of power is, I think, on his top priority. So let me give you an example. I was nominated by the St. Louis Republican Party for the redistricting board after Amy Poker resigned. And he sit on my resume for like months, didn't even take it, and went and find somebody. I guess he's one of his friends or somebody, and put him on a Republican seat.
Wow. Well, I mean, you're running in a district that I don't know when the last time a Republican held the second district seat.
Yeah, 20 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And even in that case, I mean, your opponent is Gretchen Bangert. She's a state representative, and she won her primary over apparently the person that would have been Sam Page's choice up there, right?
Yeah, and that's a shocker. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty interesting fight. I have a couple edges that I can feel like, you know, we can flip this. If we all come together, not a single Republican vote wasted, I think we can flip this. So being me coming from an Indian background, I have that Indian community support with, you know, their hearts open. I have my Muslim community supporting me. I have all my Republican friends on my side. I have my Hispanic community behind me. So, you know, I work with a lot of, you know, African-American folks, and they are supporting me. So with all that power, Mark, I think we can win this seat. There is no doubt in this.
You mentioned wasteful spending, and certainly that's a problem in the county. What are the other key issues you feel like that are facing the county right now?
Well, it's just overall the whole budget thing, the responsibility and the transparency. There is nothing major happening in terms of economic development. Rather, he's just closing out the businesses, not supporting them. And that seems like typical Democrat policies, you know, and I'm against that. If you really want to thrive, you have to take care of your businesses. You cannot solely depend on property taxes. And that's why we have huge property tax issues in St. Louis County.
Yeah, very true. And kind of had to bring them kicking and screaming in for the senior property tax relief, it seemed like, to begin with. And well, what's your take on the new county council, the new county office building that Sam Page is pushing for?
And that's another big wasteful spending he's pushing for, you know, the approval. You know, it's just a fire issue. They can fix the sprinklers by spending, you know, a few million dollars. You don't have to spend a $300 million to set up a new building, you know, especially when we don't have money. The county is going to run out of money, I think, by end of 2025, and we are going to be in a major, major issue.
Yeah, it's true, and Sam Page has already talked about the possibility of tax hikes to kind of offset that. I mean, my general approach to that is government's not taxes aren't the problem. Government is the problem, and the fact that they won't control their spending.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why I'm reaching out to all the voters and say, guys, look, this should not be a partisan race, especially with this kind of situation. You have to pick your candidate wisely. You cannot just blindly say, I'm going to vote for a Democrat. You have to understand who's coming with what vision, what their plan is. The way they are setting up right now North County with just a bunch of, you know, warehouses, that's not economic development. You need to have some solid businesses bringing some big jobs that bring a lot of revenue, and that allows the community to thrive.
Yeah, amen. Well, Sudhir Rathod, we appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck there in your second district county council race. I know the voting's already underway. Hopefully we'll have those results next Tuesday.
Absolutely. And I want to wish you, Mark, and your all viewers a happy Diwali, because this is the Festival of Lights for India, and this is one of the biggest. So I wanted to say happy Diwali to all of you guys. And thank you, Mark, for having me on the show.
Absolutely, Sudhir. We will talk again soon. I've had a chance to meet Sudhir several times over the years. Very nice guy. Great guy.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.